What's going on? I'm Jared Welch. He is Aaron Haltzman, and this is Blinkers Off. Man, you're here again.
2 weeks in a row.
This is unbelievable.
Live and in person in Arkansas. I mean, you can't get any better, right? Where would I rather spend a Wednesday night than right here?
That's a great point.
In Arkansas.
Things are really happening down here.
That's true, yeah. Not exactly in this room, so to speak.
But not a lot happening.
Outside of this room, buildings, they're going up.
But really, bigger picture, Arkansas, tomorrow, big things are happening. Oakland.
That's right.
You going?
Yes, this weekend.
What time?
Yes. I'll be going Saturday morning.
All right.
I'll be there all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So yeah, if you see me, come up, say hello.
Yeah, it's good. Good card Saturday too, right?
It is a good card. I'm looking forward to it. I'm pissed off that a lot of horses that I like are in the same race. But you know what? That's why I'm going to bring my big boy pants and I'm going to handicap them and, you know, hopefully make some money.
Hey, before we kind of go on to today, give me your, last week's prep races really cleared the picture for the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah. It was just ridiculous. And I am very confused. I don't think Cairo Prince can be that bad. I just think he had an off day. But the problem is, who knows if he's going to make the Derby now. So that's why you got to rank him down pretty low. If he does make the race, I still think you got to give him a little bit of credit. General A-Rod, I just don't think he's going to be good enough to win it. I think he had every chance last week, just couldn't do it. Wildcat Red, I earned a lot of respect for the horse. I think he's a fighter. I don't think he can win the Derby, though. Constitution looked very, very good. I didn't like how he was so uneasy behind horses the other day. You know, he was really tossing his head around first part of that race.
Yeah, really uncomfortable.
So if he gets with 20 horses, maybe that's going to be a problem. I do think he has a lot of talent. He's got a lot working against him, though. So, yeah, I don't really think we saw the Derby winner there. And then you go to Louisiana, where Vickers and Trouble wins. I was shocked by that result. Another horse that has showed, you know, he's got some guts. He's got some fight. I don't think he can win the Derby. Intense Holiday, what a weird race. You know, he ran.
Slams into the wall.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know what happened there with him. Really nobody else. A lot of people are talking about Commanding Curve in that race. I didn't really see it, you know. I don't think we saw it at all. Toast of New York looked very good in Dubai, but, you know, he's got a ton against him coming to Kentucky, if he even comes. So, no, it's not clear at all, and hopefully this week will be a little bit better. But, you know, you look at these races, maybe not.
Do you remember a year that we've had more speed?
Yeah.
Going into the Derby, you know, though, you know, never holds, and yet you have just a handful of them.
Yeah. You know, it seems like we always have a lot, but this year, yeah, it's insane. And the weird thing about this year is we have a lot of speed and a lot of speed that should not be winning at a mile and an eighth, and they're going a mile and an eighth and they're running well. So, like, Vickers in Trouble, no business winning at a mile and eighth. Wildcat Red, you know, he didn't win the race, but he ran a winning race at a mile and eighth. So you got to think, man, that's stretching out even more, plus they're all going to be up there together. Got to be a pace meltdown, you know?
You would think.
It could be one of those years where we have all this, and then there's maybe one horse that's the speed of the speed and can maybe hang in there while the other ones fall back. I think that's what you got to worry about. Because I think right now you've got to play a bunch of closers, you know, in your trifectas and superfectas. And I think you've got to try to find the one or two speed horse that's just gutty enough to stay around and finish third or fourth. I could see that happening. But I mean, I can't see anybody winning on the front end this year just because there's going to be so many there. And another thing you got to think about, there's going to be a wall of horses probably stopping at the top of the stretch. So yeah. There's going to be a jam. So the jockey's going to be very important. So we'll see, but no, nothing's clear. You know, I wrote today that we did the Derby rankings, and it's just like, this is the toughest time I've ever had ranking them. So, you know, there's very few things that are going to surprise me this year, let's say.
Well, we just keep waiting for that. Yeah, you keep saying, well, we need that performance that kind of gives some kind of clarity, and it's just, it continues to do the opposite. So,
you know, I feel like the Phillies are so bad, but you got Untappable that's so good. So she's just a dominant figure. I feel like that could still happen in the males. If one horse would just give us a dominant performance these next 2 weeks, he's going to be a heavy favorite,
yeah.
Number one. And number two, he might be just leaps and bounds better than the rest of these. And we could be looking at a horse that maybe he's not even the greatest horse, but against this crop, he might have a chance to do something special.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we've got to see it. And I don't know if it's going to be Candy Boy this week or Opportunity or, you know, Tapiture next week. You know, Social Inclusion, Sam Rat. I mean, I don't know. But all it's going to take is one, and everybody's going to go, wow, that's the horse. Because that's exactly what's happened on the Philly side.
Right. Any of those horses that have shown something
mm-hmm.
so far, if they have won this next or last prep race, they have something huge.
Yeah.
Then it's going to, everyone's going to jump on board.
Let's say, you know, somebody wins the Wood by 8 lengths Saturday. That's the favorite.
Yeah.
If somebody wins the San Diego Derby by 8 lengths, you know, that's going to be the favorite. It's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is a horse like Social Inclusion, who's so light on racing. In the same way in the Arkansas Derby, say, you know, Bayern's coming in for the Arkansas Derby. If he was to put on a Bodemeister type performance, which I'm not saying he's going to, but
right.
it's possible. He would definitely be the favorite.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. Speaking of, I mean, Bodie.
That he did the same thing.
Bodie
yeah.
waited till the, mm-hmm. basically the last opportunity he had.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he became the horse of the Kentucky Derby.
Yep. He did have one prep race before that. It was in a stakes, so he does have a little bit of seasoning, but not a whole lot more than Bayern had. And you know, unfortunately, if Bodie was in this crop, he might win the Triple Crown. But unfortunately, Bodie was up against, I'll have another who absolutely should have won the Triple Crown and would have won the Triple mm-hmm. Crown. So, but again, you know, one horse, if one horse jumps off the page, look out. We could definitely have a Triple Crown prospect that's more serious than we've had in a few years. So
we'll keep waiting.
Yeah, I know. And I think we may get old waiting, you know, because I keep saying that, like what I just said, and I do believe that, but I'm not real sure we're going to see that performance. And if we see a big cluster these next 2 weeks, like we saw, you know, the previous 5 or 6 weeks, wow, you talk about unbelievable Derby. Yeah. 6-1 may be the favorite. I mean, it's going to be incredible.
It's been very, and I don't know the stats to back this up, but there's been very few favorites who have gone off as favorites to win the race in these prep races, it seems like.
Yeah.
So it's been, yeah, it's just been one of those, you know, you want, because it is, cause even if you have a decent performance in one of these last prep races, you're still not going to have any confidence going into, you know, into the Derby because you've done it before, you know, they let you down before.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And it's just, it's just really tough. It's just really tough. You got to be, I don't even know what you have to be to correctly do these. I don't know. You have to see the future, I guess, because they've been really hard, but we're going to keep trying. And I really have two strong feelings about these two races this week. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dude, Churchill Downs may blow up with some of the numbers that are going to come out of that race, I have a feeling.
You know, I just hope we have it. You know, that's the thing. Because, you know, last year, the Tri paid $7,500. And Orb was the favorite. And,
yeah.
and Revolutionary finished third, a horse that was close to the favorite. Now you did have Golden Soul in there. But $7,500.
Yeah.
So this is going to pay substantially more. I don't see anybody, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and say it. I don't see anybody being a favorite like Orb was, to be honest with you. I think if Orb was in this crop right now, I think 9-5,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, he'd be as close to even money as we've seen.
Right, and I don't like, well, I don't dislike Orb, don't get me wrong. Right, I have nothing against a horse, but I don't love him.
He's not a 9-5 Kentucky Derby
no,
horse. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
He's not a 9-5 in any race. I mean, really.
Yeah, but that's, if there's ever a, you know, a reason, if ever a race to go deep in, that's the race, because your return can be astronomical.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
well let's get to the races that are going to talk about the horses that will be running that day, and so today we're going to talk about the Grade One Wood Memorial Stakes at Aqueduct, the Grade One Santa Anita Derby at Santa Anita Park. Those are going to be your two prep races for the Derby. As well, we're going to talk about the Grade Three Fantasy Stakes at Oaklawn and the Grade One Ashland Stakes at Keeneland. Keeneland starts back Friday. Man, that's awesome.
I'm very excited for Keeneland. Yeah, it's nothing. Well, there's other things maybe better than Keeneland, but not many.
We were just talking before the show. It's one of those bucket list things. I gotta go see that track in person, and hopefully maybe Breeders' Cup possibly with them changing the surface to dirt.
Right. Yeah. That's good news. So maybe nothing like going to Keeneland your first time, and it's the Breeders' Cup. That would be cool.
Hey, that's what we did with Churchill.
That's right. And Santa Anita. And Santa Anita. And it worked out great. Yeah. So.
All right. We are getting way off topic. let's talk about the races that we just mentioned. All right, we're going to go ahead and start at Aqueduct. Of course, this would be the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, worth $1 million, 3-year-olds, of course. Mile and eighth, and field of 11. I'll run through them. It's kind of what we do for these prep races. Number 1, Kid Cruz. Number 2, Wicked Strong. Number 3, Noble Moon. Harpoon, Los Borrachos, Cristo, Chivarelli, Samurat, FNX, Uncle Cy, and Social Inclusion. Man, this is a fun field. I mean, because you have these, you know, of course, Samurat. We all know Samurat. Mm-hmm. We all know Uncle Cy. We know that the duel that we've seen from them last couple times. But then you have a few in here, you know, Social Inclusion that people are talking about. And there's a few others in here that I'll let you kind of mention. But the definitely look to kind of get rid of the Samurat Uncle Cy duel.
Well, there's three horses that are the big horses. That's Samurat, Uncle Cy, Social Inclusion, and then there's three horses that are real sleepers in here that have a shot at this thing, and that's Wicked Strong, Noble Moon, and Harpoon. Harpoon is the first one I threw out just because I just don't think he's good enough. He's had chances. He hasn't got it done. But I, you know, he's a Pletcher horse. Johnny V's riding him. You gotta look at him. You gotta give him credit. Now, Noble Moon, that's a horse that we haven't seen for a while. He's had some issues. You know, a lot of people were very, very high on this horse. And he won the Jerome. You know, if he's ready and if he's tuned up, I think he's got a shot to upset here. So I would definitely not leave him off the ticket. Wicked Strong's a horse that's really struggled down at Gulfstream. You know, maybe Wicked Strong jumps back in here and has a nice race now that he's away from Gulfstream. I just don't think he liked the surface very well. So maybe he's another one not to leave off the ticket. Now, with that being said, I did stick with Samurat to win this race. I picked him in the other two, prep races here at Aqueduct. I'm not going to go against him now. I think the added distance will actually separate him from Uncle Cy. And I feel sorry for Uncle Cy because in a lot of years, he would be the best New York bred, you know, by far, because he's very good. But Samurat's just a little bit better, I think. Of course, the wild card is Social Inclusion. I mean, this is really the race where we're going to find out what he's all about. If he romps in this race, like I said, he's going to be the Derby favorite. But I'm not going to jump on board with him yet. I want to see what he does here in Stakes Company before I say, okay, yeah, that's the horse. You know, he's going to be awfully, awfully tough. I think he might be a need the lead type of horse. I think at this distance, with this kind of speed coming around him, it might end up hurting him. I think Samurat is a good, nice stalking horse. I think he's going to beat him. So I'm going to stick with Samurat one more time and try to make it three times for him in a row here that I've picked him. And what is it, six times or seven wins in a row if he wins this race, right?
This will be the sixth race.
When he wins the Kentucky Derby, yeah, that'll be the seventh. Yeah, but
now this is the first trial on the outer track, right? What's it for Samurat?
It is, yeah. Obviously.
It's going to be that way for all of them, really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Uncle Cy, he's never been, you know. So, maybe it makes a difference. There's no maybe about it, but there's a difference between the inner and the outer. But
right.
I think a quality horse can win on anything, and I think he's quality. So, I'm sticking with him.
He continues to prove me wrong. I mean, clearly he's not. Yeah. You know, every time I pick against him. Social Inclusion, you just got to wonder how much that track pushed that horse forward that day, especially... Yeah. Of course, Gulfstream's been playing lightning fast. What I've found in my handicapping is you don't even compare times at Gulfstream. You can't because it doesn't match up to anywhere else. And, you know, I mean, He's the track record. So it's hard to deny what that horse did last time out. But I'm gonna let him beat me, to be honest with you, in this race. If he beats me, then I'll be super excited, because this horse could be a freak.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not going there. The Uncle Si Samurai, that of course, like, that has continued to be awesome every time. And I remember the very first time. I think it was the Withers, and we really weren't excited about the race. You know, we were talking like, oh, you know, Withers at Aqueduct, we'll talk about it, but, and man, that was a great race. And then we got to the next race, the Gotham, and those two matched up again and again.
Great race.
It was even better, I think.
Yep.
And so, regardless, we didn't have, that's what makes these horses so cool, is we really didn't have any expectations for either one of them. But man, Samurai, I think, is the better of the two, and I think it definitely helps him moving forward. Another horse, at least some people might be on, Christo.
No.
This horse, you know, well, at least mentioned coming from the West Coast, you know, the okay, California Chrome beats this horse.
Yeah.
Midnight Hawk also beats this horse. That, to me, is my throw out when I see that. Midnight Hawk has beat this horse twice.
Right.
So, yeah, he's maybe an okay horse.
I don't even think he's okay.
I think for sure the distance is a joke.
You're talking about a horse that Midnight Hawk has soundly defeated. Twice. At two-turn distances. Listen, I mouth Midnight Hawk a lot. I think he's going to be a good sprinter, but... I mean, this horse has been soundly beaten.
I'll tell you what, though. This is going to be... I this was a shocker for me as well, but the horse I landed on in this race is not anyone I've mentioned. And the odds aren't right now. We're recording this on a Wednesday night, so we don't have any odds currently. But I'm going to imagine this horse will be huge.
Okay.
And I am going as my number one pick, number one, Kid Cruz.
Really?
That is my number one pick in this race.
Okay, why?
Linda Rice. Everyone knows Rice can train. She is a great trainer.
She is good, yeah.
And
why you're picking it, though.
And little Franco, he's a great jockey, but...
Okay.
I like this horse for a couple reasons. This horse can absolutely close. Can do it. We've seen it. It's done an Aqueduct a couple times. Did it at Laurel last time. This race has speed. There's so much speed in this race. I mean, like we just talked about Social Clues and Samurat and Uncle Si, those right there, we all know, like to go fast. Mile and eighth at Laurel last time, this horse won by four lengths, came from, you know, way out of it to win that race. Now, granted, it's Laurel, I get it, but I like the way the style that this horse has won races. He's finished first two of the last three tries, second the other try. Back in November, ran one by six, beat another winning horse. So there's something about this horse that I'm willing to take a stab at, especially whenever I think you're going to get some pretty lower odds on the other three I mentioned.
I think this one will be 20-1 probably. Wow.
This will be the ultimate value play. This horse could run like shit, but I feel like this horse will be coming late. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if this horse wins, I will be very happy.
I am very shocked by this pet. This is one of the last ones I thought you would pick. It's funny. This horse was claimed for $50,000 at Aqueduct. So I don't know if you've ever seen that one. You know, a horse get claimed for $50,000 and then win the wood. That's amazing. That's a crazy pick.
Bill Mott, though, he trained off Bill Mott, so obviously there was something about that horse at one point.
Yep.
Linda Rice, just worse trainers. But yeah, coming off of Laurel, this is a huge class hike. Huge. But what I'm getting at is, you know, we know that. Inside somewhere, you know, I like that inside post. I do, and maybe you'll save some ground.
Man, I can't wait to hear your rest of your picks, because this, if it's anything like this one, this is out there. okay, well, I guess, you know, we're going to be playing a pick four probably together, so I guess I'm going to have some of my money on this horse, too, because we're going to throw him in.
Yeah, we'll definitely have this horse in there.
Okay, that's it. I hope he wins.
I do, too. I mean, I hope I do. Oh, God, that was...
This that would be great. You would probably elevate the website to a level we have never seen before if you pick the winner there. So that's an interesting pick, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't like him, but...
Well, okay.
You know what? I didn't like Sky Ring at all last weekend. You loved him. You picked him and he won, so...
He wasn't 21, though. That makes him look like chalk.
That's true. That's true, yeah. 7-1 but, okay. Compared to...
Here's my... here's one thing.
Okay.
I mean, just... I do like Samurat, and I like Uncle Cy, and I like Social Inclusion, but I can't decide decisively between the three of them, and I don't feel confident enough on any three to make a win bet, so I would rather than place, whatever, $20, $50 to win on any of them, I would rather place $20, $10 on that horse, and if he wins, then my day's made.
Okay, well, somebody's been watching Horse Players a little too much, I think, looking for a value plays, but okay, I like it. Definitely can close, so we'll see what happens there.
No, he's been closing against a little different horses than you'll see here, but if there is a meltdown, you got to think he might be there to pick a few off.
I think there's going to have to be a meltdown of epic proportions, but we'll see.
Let's talk the undercard. Have you studied the undercard yet?
Yeah, oh yeah, yep.
All right, we'll go through the undercard here for the before the Wood Memorial. We'll start with race 8, the Bayshore Stakes. Who do you like?
I'm gonna go with Coup de Grace in this one. I think the cutback in distance is exactly what he needs.
Here's this card, man. I tell you what, this card is bringing it out of me.
Oh no, not again.
Number 2, Oliver Zip. No, not as bad, but
wow, that's a surprising pick.
I'm making money at Aqueduct.
Okay, well, let's see.
Race 9, Gazelle Stakes. Who you like?
I'm gonna go with my Miss Sophia.
Boom, me too.
Wow, well, there you go. That's a definite loss. We've lost that one.
Do I need to bring up some of the picks last week? You know,
no,
give me
you
a
don't.
Hard time
you
every
don't.
Single time.
You don't. You know what though? My Miss Sophia was pretty awesome last time out.
Well,
so.
I think it's worth comparing because I think the clear comparison here for me was which Pletcher horse do you like?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think even though Got Lucky's maybe more a little more experienced class wise, I think my most see Sophia has a much more potential.
Her ceiling's a lot higher.
Yep,
yeah,
I agree. And the race right after, which is kind of cool, after the Wood actually, the Grade 1 Carter Handicap. Who you like?
I went with Sahara's Guy in this one.
I almost went with my boy Golden Ticket.
Oh God! I didn't even notice he was in the race. That's how much I don't care about Golden Ticket.
But I didn't. Number 1, Central Banker.
Really? Okay.
Yep. I like that horse.
Okay. Well.
Santa Anita Derby, of course, another $1 million race, 3-year-olds, 1.8 miles, same deal. Another Derby prep race. You win. You're in second. You're in third. Even potentially, you're in. playing music over here.
Yeah.
All right. So. This is a smaller field of 8. Our pretty boy Floyd, friends with K Mill, Opportunity, Big Tire, California Chrome. Heard of that one. Candy Boy, another good one. School of Hard Rocks and Doubling Up. That might be your pick there, Doubling.
I would say Doubling Up was going to be your pick, the way you're picking today. But.
No, California Chrome. I mean, everyone knows the story. You know, the Cali bred continues to dominate Santa Anita. Just probably the fastest horse running right now. Candy Boy, it's just had a great race. It's been a little bit while since we've seen this horse again. We're waiting for that performance to see. Because at the time, that was a California horse.
True.
California Chrome has kind of come in and taken that lie a little bit. And you have the Opportunity horse that we kind of thought we would see at Oaklawn again for the Arkansas Derby. Baffert decides to keep him at home. Makes sense because he doesn't need this race at all in any way to make it to the Derby. So he keeps him at home. So you got... Those are the three standouts.
Yeah. I love Opportunity here. Love him in this spot. I this is probably the most confident I've been of any Derby prep so far.
Really?
Here's why. The horse grew up last time, okay?
Clearly, yeah.
He had one of the best visual workouts I've ever seen last weekend. It was freakish. And I know it doesn't always equate, but it was freakishly good.
You see the way he finished.
It was unreal. And then you look at who he's up against. He's up, you know, other than California Chrome or Candy Boy, he's up against a bunch of shit, really.
Right.
Candy Boy, did you see what happened to Cairo Prince last week? Candy Boy's off the same kind of layoff. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
Now, the only difference is he can run terrible and still finish third here, and he's going to be fine for the Derby, where Cairo Prince ran, I wouldn't call it terrible, but not great, and he finished fourth.
Right.
So I think he beats Candy Boy. My only other concern is California Chrome. Listen, I don't dislike California Chrome. I just can't get myself to buy into him. And I think Opportunity is the horse that is coming along at the right time. I mean at the absolute right time. That race he ran in the Rebel was strong. Even though I think Tapiture was a little bit better than him that day, that was strong. And that was a huge effort off of kind of just an average effort in Louisiana. And then you see that workout and you think, okay, he might be moving up again. Mm. So I'm big on Opportunity here.
Well, we can. You can rest assured.
Okay.
I'm big on Opportunity here.
But you can rest assured that horse will finish off the board this weekend at Santa Anita.
So you're still big on him, huh?
So you're big. I mean, you're really big on him. Like as big as I am big on him.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay,
no.
But you like him.
I do. That's my pick.
And do you like him? Okay, give me your reasons.
Okay. I'll first go through the other. Okay, so Candy Boy, clearly great horse. You know, all of a sudden to me, to be quite honest with you, besides the fact that it's been since, February 8th since he's ran, he beat Shy 2 and Midnight Hawk. Those are two horses that I'm not a fan of.
Yep. That's a great point.
And those, you know, we saw what they did at a mile and eighth, and it wasn't impressive. People would argue with us all day long on that, but I'll stand by it was not impressive.
Yep.
And it was probably the slowest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it was just a slow...
The Sunland Derby, you're talking? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure Belief, horse obviously had high hopes for this year, but not even running.
Right.
Other than that...
Who's he beat?
Exactly. Yeah. Coming off the layoff.
Right.
California Chrome, here I am in. You know, Midnight Hawk keeps showing up. He beat the hell out of him.
He crushed Midnight Hawk, where Candy Boy just kind of beat him by what? A couple lengths?
A half, actually.
Okay, yeah.
So look at this. 7-4, 5.5, 6-4, 3-2. California Chrome's never, whenever he's, those last three races, it's not even close. So, yeah, he's the horse, I guess, here. But I can't get on board with this horse at all.
I can't either, and I don't know why, but I just can't.
I'll continue, and I know our California friends are all over it,
yeah.
And he'll definitely be the favorite here.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, because, it makes more money for Opportunity. Now, we weren't on Opportunity, and, Matt Bernier from Horse Players and, follows us on Twitter. We follow him, whatever, and we, talk back and forth, and this guy is huge on this horse. He was... long ago.
Right.
And, we're hoping he'll let us jump on the bandwagon here, because this is a horse. Okay, that last race, you're exactly right. He grew up.
He did.
Anybody that watched that race knows that race was just bruising. I mean, all those front four horses just got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
And he hung on there.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to believe that crop, those four,
mm-hmm.
are probably some of what the best crop that we have right now.
Yeah.
And that's not an Oakland bias. That's just look at what we've seen.
It's not an Oakland bias, because we both said after the race, I don't know how good any of them are. And then you watch the other races, you say, well, comparably, they're pretty good.
Exactly. And they've consistently ran.
They have.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yep.
And, a horse that, he's done, traveled to Oakland, a track that we've always said, well, you probably need a race on there. Came in and ran awesome. Mike Smith won the race probably for the horse. I love, clearly love this.
Yeah.
I just feel like Opportunity he's taking those steps. He's growing, and this is like the next step for him. And distance wise, shit. Bring it on, because I'm with you. I think I texted you as soon as I saw that workout,
mm-hmm.
and you'd already seen it, and I said, holy shit,
yeah.
This is for real.
Yeah.
And now you said week workouts don't always translate to the track, to the racetrack, but
this one might.
Yeah. Especially when you have some horses that definitely like to go pretty fast, and you're going a little further than they've gone. Yeah. And so that's kind of my reasoning there. But I definitely like opportunity a level above both California Chrome and Candy Boy.
Yeah, I would use opportunity and California Chrome. I would not use Candy Boy here. And that's not to say I don't like him when he goes to... And that's funny thing, you know, we're talking about Candy Boy. He's the number one rated Derby horse on our website, and we've got him third in this race. But you have to look at it and say, okay, long layoff. He's facing two horses that are in form, that are running really well. He could finish third here, get a lot out of the race, run pretty well, make the Derby, and still win it. Mm-hmm. He could, absolutely. I just don't think this race is going to be his race. So, yeah, I mean... Here we go. I guess we're gonna ride or die with opportunity here. And by the way, I want to say one thing. When we were, you know, of course, we were in the paddock for the Rebel. Opportunity is a beast. He really, we physically looked good, and he was standing by Tapiture, and he made Tapiture look like a midget. I mean, yeah. He really looked good.
You know, you have to remember, everyone, that like I said before that race, we were not on opportunity. We both were standing right there, and we both looked at each other and thought, and we said, man, that horse looks legit. Like, he looks the part. There's a few people behind us at Oakland. They were saying the same thing, you know, how good this horse looked.
One of them was Ray Harrison, who follows us on Twitter, and he goes all over the country to watch these races, and he said, wow, yeah, you're right. I mean, well, he didn't say you're right. He saw it, too. He's like, hey, yeah, wow, he looks great. So it's going to be interesting with him. I'm really excited to see him. I hope he doesn't disappoint me.
Now, what's going to be interesting here is just to always keep in mind, you know, opportunity and California Chrome have nothing to gain
in this race. They're in.
They're good. Candy Boy has everything to gain in this race. I mean, they've waited long enough. He's in about the same situation that Carlos Prince was.
Yeah.
And we see what, you know, Carlos Prince is right there on the border. It looks like, but you got to think that just you never know. Some cases where they, you know, they say, you know, just make sure he stays healthy.
Yeah.
You know, so don't go betting the you know, the rent money on a horse that doesn't have anything to gain in the race.
No,
but opportunity all day long.
Yep, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, race five, San Anita Oaks, and of course we're undercard for San Anita Derby. Who you like?
You know, I hate to pick this horse.
Don't do it.
But I have to, because I just think at this track she's gonna win, Rhea and Tonya.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm not. I don't like the horse at all.
I hate this.
But I had to pick it.
I'm going with the John Sadler horse, Honey Ride.
Now, did you pick Honey Ride because you just hate Rhea Antonia?
No.
Okay.
No, I actually think that horse.
All right. I just want to make it clear for all the fans out there.
No, it wasn't like, oh, I hate that horse, I'm going to find someone else. Okay. I actually really do like him.
Okay.
Grade 7, the Providencia Stakes. Grade 3, who do you like?
I have no idea.
No
idea. I really don't. You know, I looked at it a lot. Let's get serious here. You know, you almost have to go all. I mean, it's unbelievable. I went with number two practicing as my top pick. But listen, this is dumb.
You're right. It is ridiculous. I looked at it for a while, and I went with number eight, Diversity Harbor. It's a tough race. I feel like, you know, wasn't picking Gary Stevens at all today. And even in the, you know, you got to think, even though we don't like Candy Boy, Gary Stevens, it's scary. So I feel like I'll give him some love here. He'll win the race before.
Okay. That could be. Do you think he'll have the buzzer with him for this race or the next race? That's the question. Because when we know that, no, I'm kidding, obviously.
But oh, man, a little jab.
Obviously kidding.
Oh, not.
No, I love Gary Stevens. Come on.
Yeah, no, I know. That's going to wrap up at least the prep races for the Derby. But they're like, we just talking about the, you know, you're going to be at Oakland on Saturday, and there's a great, great grade three fantasy stakes on Saturday at Oakland Park. This is a $400,000 race for fillies, 3 years old, and they're going a mile and 1/16. this is kind of a couple of these horses that came out of the Honeybee, which was a freaking just
a shit show. Just, is what it was. I mean,
unbelievable race.
Yeah.
Just the craziest shit you ever see in a race. So you got a few that come out of, you know, Sugar Shock.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Who should have won? I mean, should have won the race.
Should have won and
took a right hand turn that I like nothing I have ever seen before.
Yeah. The Asmussen horse. How do you pronounce it? You have foreseen?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And please explain. That was the three that finished 1, 2, 3 in that race.
Right.
All three, actually, you know, please explain was coming out of Gulfstream Park was kind of there was two coming in for that Honey Bee and please explain is one we really liked and you know really seemed like a horse that needs the lead at least close to it and got a terrible break came from way back to finished pretty fast closing but you got to wonder. Was she just passing some slow horses or whatnot? But then, of course, anytime Pletcher brings a horse to Oakland, we all know we got to pay attention to that. And, of course, he has stopped charging Maria.
And it's so hard to like her based on her last race. She just didn't run well. But it's so hard to like any filly at Oakland this year. And I'm sorry. I mean, they have just not been very good.
Yeah.
Sugar Shock looked well on her way. And I don't know what happened to her last time out. Please explain. You're right. Out of all of them, you know, she's got a legit excuse from the Honey Bee. But did you really think that Honey Bee was a strong race? I mean, it looked pretty horrible to me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with the Stranger Danger. I gotta go. Stop charging Maria. I just think she's gonna be better than these other horses. So.
Well, you gotta think that last race was. I mean, she's coming off a little bit of a layoff. You gotta think she's kind of needed it.
Yeah, and I think Pletcher spotted her here for a good reason. They want her to get to the Kentucky Oaks, and they know this is an easy spot for her to run.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great spotting, and yeah, I think she's going to get the job done. I'm still not real excited about her. I am still, and call me crazy, I still believe Courageous Julie has a little bit of something left to give us. I thought she ran a decent race for as goofy as she was when she won her maiden. I thought she straightened up a little bit in the Honey Bee, grew up a little bit. Maybe she matures a little bit more. So I'm not ready to throw her out yet, but stop charging Maria. I mean, that's my pick in a race that I'm excited about, but not excited about it for the future as far as Kentucky Oaks goes.
Yeah. The other couple of things from the Honey Bee, being that we had the 1, 2, 3 running in this race, I try to dive in a little bit and see which ones I like coming out of it. Sugar Shock, and maybe probably the eighth pole or so looked like this horse was going to win.
Oh yeah,
by a mile. And then about the 16th pole, she decided she's going to just go ahead and exit the track to the right. And all the props, I guess it probably was Santana riding your foreseen or however you want to say it. We'll just call it E in this case. First of all, to save the horse's life, to dodge. Yeah. And on top of that, to dodge, come out, get out, and then regain the momentum and still almost win the race. And I mean, technically, she did. Even naturally about did it. You watch number six, please explain that race. Just absolutely. One thing about this horse that I do really like is she was ducking and diving in and out, just all over the track to find room coming home. And she even, if you watch, she found a gap that most horses, male or female, I don't care what age, wouldn't have tried.
Yeah.
And she went right through it. And say what you want, but that's a big, big plus for me when it comes to these big stakes races and, a horse that's kind of fearless. And I was okay with, I liked the horse going into that race. I was pretty worried, obviously, we both were, when she didn't break worth a shit. And so she's got a break. And I'm giving her one more race on the track. Whatever reason, maybe she needed it. But I'm taking Please Explain one more time. Stop charging Maria. Clearly, I'm not too worried, to be honest with you, that last race. I think she just needed it. She's gone the distance before. It wasn't, she faded in that race. We know she can get the distance, whatever reason. But I think I would play, I'd play 6 and 7 here as an exacto. I'd play both to win if I'm playing some kind of exotics.
Yeah, I'm with you. I still like Please Explain. And maybe if she gets the trip, she would have blown him out. So great, great pick as far as she can't get a worse trip than she got last time. It's impossible.
Right.
So if she gets a clean one, yeah.
And you got to think, field of eight, I mean,
how
much trouble?
It's horse racing, you know? I mean, sometimes they just, you know, they being the jockeys, find a little trouble.
Yeah, they enjoy finding a little trouble here, I guess. Last race we're going to talk about, the Central Bank Ashland Stakes. Keeneland, like we said in the intro, Keeneland is back. Couldn't be more excited about that. However, that excitement might wear down after what this race, because this race is ridiculous. Grade 1, 1 and 1/16, of course, 500K, another filly, 3-year-old race. Jeez. I mean, this race is ridiculous.
It's tough. I went with Class, Testa Rossi. Even though I don't know what she's going to do on this surface, it's really tough to know. But I had to go with, she's so classy. She really is. So I had to go with her. I really like Thank You Mary Lou too. That's a really nice horse. I think she'll have a shot. But it's hard to know. It's hard to know what any of them are going to do on this surface.
Because they've all, I mean, you look at it, and almost all of them have had very good turf performances.
Uh-huh. But what will that mean for the poly? Sometimes it
carries over great.
And sometimes it does not. Exactly. So, but I went Testa Rossi because I think she's the classiest one. This is just a damn tough race, though. I mean, you can't go too thin in this one.
No, if you got a gut feeling on one of these, play it. But you got to be prepared to get beat, because this could be a weird one. If Testa Rossi doesn't like the track, or he's maybe just isn't quite tuned up for this one, for whatever reason, it could be a crazy, crazy horse coming in. I ended up landing on the Pletcher trainee, Candy Kitty, number 9. Again, you know, this horse has been on turf pretty much every race. You know, the one time that it was off the turf at Gulfstream, ran the slop and, finished very well, first place. This horse has beat some, horses that are running this race, right now. So I feel like she's got a little advantage in that. And, you know, she's not going to be the favorite here. So I'm looking for a little value.
Yeah, it's a good call. It's hard for me to say anything because I don't have a strong opinion. It's going to be wild. We'll just see what happens. I did want to mention one thing real quick. First 2-year-old race of the year is going to be, well, I don't know if it's of the year, but the first 2-year-old race, like at a major track,
mm-hmm.
will happen in Keeneland Saturday, the first race.
That's
so
exciting.
Yeah, it is great. It's always great to see him. Wesley Ward has 2 entries. You better bet him, because he will win that race. I guarantee it.
Just which one.
And the tote board's going to tell you who's the one that's ready. And you know what? Even if the horse is even money, bet it, because they win.
I like it. I'm actually a little upset you didn't even mention, but Ireland's running in this race.
Yeah, you know, kind of off the Ireland bandwagon.
Ireland showed so much turf, yeah. Polytrack experience. So
this was, it's kind of weird. I don't know where she's going to run, because she is entered in an allowance for Friday at Oaklawn. I'm really hoping,
you would really think that would be the choice,
but
it's
Lucas.
I'll probably show this race.
I would say she'll probably show up here at the Ashland. You know what? I think this horse is okay. She's clearly probably just not, high caliber stakes horse, especially not here. It's not going to happen. But in that allowance at Oaklawn, yeah, maybe she can do something. So I'm hoping that's where she's at.
Yeah, and finally, a horse that, been favorite the last 2 times, Rosalind. We've talked about this horse a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, it's just not working.
Just a horse that probably we overrated a little bit off that Breeders' Cup race. And it's, here's the way Kenny McPeak is. Sometimes he will win with a horse that just doesn't look good on form. And that could be, that's the thing with him. He's sneaky now. Sometimes he sends a runner that's live. So you can never really count him out. But at the same time, you get pissed at him a lot, because a lot of times they just do not run. So we'll see. I don't think much of her, but you never know. I mean, it's like I say, when you get in a race like this where you don't really know who's going to like surface and you know, and everything like that, it's definitely a question mark.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, he wins some as favorite, but it does seem like those times when the horse is really kind of a forgotten horse or no one's really taking seriously, that's when that horse right. will like run well.
Golden Ticket.
Yeah. You know? That's my boy.
There you go.
Yeah. He'll probably, yeah, you know, really, well, the reason I didn't pick Golden Ticket this weekend because he probably will be, you know, Castellano jumps on. You know, this guy, it's like, he probably won't do anything. He's kind of one of those, like you say, you never know when he's going to run that big race.
Right. Like, he's going to be expected to run and he's not going to do very good. You know, McPeak had a horse named War Dancer that ran last week at Gulfstream, and morning line 15-1, and I mean everybody was on the horse. Goes off the favorite pretty much.
That was insane.
And he ran at horrible. So that's how it happens, you know. So when he actually is a 15-1 shot and nobody's on him, he'll win the race.
Yeah.
That just seems to be the MO for him. So
exactly. All right, that's all the time we have. Check us out at racedudes.com for our free picks and our simple plays available every weekend, as well as every day for Oaklawn and Farnham Park, and now Keeneland. Once Oaklawn ends, what's going to be next?
Once Oaklawn ends, we'll do Keeneland. We'll do the entire meet of Keeneland, and then we'll go to Prairie Meadows and do the entire meet there and Belmont.
All right.
And then after that, Saratoga and Del Mar, obviously. We got a lot going, and we'll, for the big meets now, we're going to try to have simple plays available every day. So, and those are the big ones. So, well, Prairie Meadows isn't exactly a big one. We have a lot of fans there, and we are fans of it, and it is our site, and we can do whatever we want. You know?
Do whatever hell we want.
Yeah. And so if we want to do simple plays every night for Prairie Meadows, we're going to do it.
So maybe you start playing Prairie Meadows.
That's right. You actually, you absolutely should.
It's a fun track.
It's a great track. You should go to Prairie Meadows. You will not be disappointed.
Because, you know, there's so much to do in Iowa, but this is...
That's the thing. There's nothing to do in Iowa, but the two best things about Iowa are Prairie Meadows, the Prairie Meadows Casino, that's together, you know, and Jethro's. And they're all right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you have just a great-ass time at either one of these places, you can walk to the other one.
I do feel like, now that we have become a little more established, I feel like Jethro's... We need to be charging them for every time we mention them all the time about when we talk about Prairie Meadows, the first thing we say, like,
Jethro's.
We go to Jethro's to eat, got to.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop eating there, if they, I'm sure.
I'm not going to stop eating there because it's so good. We also, I think we have to try, there's some steak place right over there by the track too that people are raving about. So we'll probably try that once. But it's going to be tough. Like when we go to Iowa, we eat at Jethro's, what, 3-4 times?
Yep.
And we're there 2 days. So and we eat at Village Inn the other time. Yeah. So yeah, it's
super healthy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's really good for your body. But anyway, go to Prairie Meadows. That's
the moral of the story there.
You won't be disappointed. And chances are we'll be there.
Exactly.
Not really. Like we don't go that often. But
we go for the big ones.
Well, yeah, we do. So, you know, if you're going to go, just tweet us, and if you'll give us a free ride, we'll go with you.
That won't be weird at all.
We'll be weird at all. You don't know us, but you met us on Twitter. It's safe.
Okay, well, we're also covering 13 tracks on our website. Besides the simple plays, 13 tracks are all free picks, so make sure you check that out. Comment, you know, tell us how bad we're doing on some tracks, or hopefully how good we're doing on some tracks. We'd like to hear those too, but, you know, by the way. Twitter @racing_dudes. We're on Google+. We're on Facebook. I know we keep saying it, but we're hoping by next week we will have a brand new website. It's going to replace what we have here. Don't be alarmed when you go to racingdudes.com. It's going to look different. It's going to be a million times better. It's going to be cleaner, more organized. It's great. We've been playing around with it on our own here, and it looks great.
Yeah, it's not going to disappoint, I don't think.
No.
It should be, you know, this time next week. You listen to the next podcast when we're covering the Arkansas Derby. You're probably going to be on the new and improved racingnews.com.
And actually, we're going to say that it'll actually make our picks better.
Yeah, no, I think it will. Yeah.
Elevate the game a little bit.
What it does, it's just a computer system now. We don't have to do anything. Yeah, just pops them out. Christian Helmers is actually the guy that's doing the website. So.
Yeah, he's a great designer. All right. On that note, good luck this weekend. Have fun at Oakland.
I'm going to try my best, too. Thanks for the good luck. I probably need the good luck, but I probably will 100% have a good time.
Drink enough for the both of us, since I won't be there.
Listen, I am telling it right now. I'm going to dress up Saturday and Sunday because I want to get my picture taken. So if Danny Caldwell's listening to this, get one horse ready. I want to get in the winner's circle.
By dressing up,
Kelly Von Evil. You're my two hopes. So I got to live through you guys. You guys get them ready because I really like to get my picture taken at Oaklawn.
No pressure. This guy wants to tag along for your winner's circle.
Well, they know I'm going to tag along. I'm the first one. I'm a winner's circle whore. I'm the first one down there. I'm talking to the jockey, you know, undoing the saddle before the trainer or the owner even gets down there.
Chatting it up with the camera guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling him, hey, this is how I want the angle to be now, okay?
The funny thing about... real fast, I know we're like way off here, but the funny thing about it is if you feel I could Photoshop you in every single photo because you pose and look the exact same.
You know, Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother, every photo is the same. That's my Oakland Winter Circle pose.
Yeah.
Yeah, two hands behind the back, chest out.
Not a smile, but not a real smile. It's a real serious
exactly.
smile.
Yeah, because it's serious business. You know, it's funny, like, we used to, and not that I get just crazy excited every time we get to go to the winner's circle. But
oh, yeah.
I remember the first time we got to go up at Prairie Meadows. It was a Nebraska bred, a Fortune of Fire that won for Kelly. And I thought, we'll never top this. This is the coolest thing we've ever done in our lives. And then last year, Get Happy Mister wins. We get to go to the actual winner's circle. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I go, it's the coolest thing
ever. Well,
hopefully this weekend will be the coolest weekend ever.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
No pressure, guys. All right.
Okay, we're going to end the show now.
Yeah, finally. You guys, anyone that's still hanging on, you have my permission to go ahead and...
Yeah, I apologize.
I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Haltzman. Go see him if you're going to be at Oakland.
Yes.
He'll be ready to buy you a drink.
I'll be very visible, too. You'll know me.
Yeah. Listen for the loudmouth. Or the guy that you notice in every picture in the winner's circle, that's probably him.
If you see Caldwell win a race... and you see the guy with that pose, you know it's me. I'm very friendly. Come up and say hi.
All right. You got to end it. Good luck.
Good night.